Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today is Wednesday, the day in our weekly rhythm where we try to make sense of the Bible story that we read together yesterday. Yesterday we heard the story of David and Goliath. That's why we find ourselves in a valley, because that's where this battle occurred between two opposing armies who each sent a representative to fight against one another. And yesterday we read just far enough in the story where David was convincing his king, King Saul, to let him fight on behalf of the Israelites against the great champion giant named Goliath. He's just convinced him to do that, and now we'll read a bit more of the story to see what actually happened. Then Saul clothed David with his armor. He put a helmet of bronze on his head and clothed him with a coat of mail, and David strapped his sword over his armor. And he tried in vain to go, for he had not tested them. Then David said to Saul, "I cannot go in these, for I have not tested them." So David put them off. Then he took his staff in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in his shepherd's pouch. His sling was in his hand, and he approached the Philistine. The Philistine moved forward and came near to David with his shield bearer in front of him. And when the Philistine looked and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, ruddy and handsome in appearance. And the Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that you come at me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and to the beasts of the field." Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword and with a spear and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. And I will give the dead bodies of the host of the Philistines this day to the birds of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord saves not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hand." When the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. And David put his hands in his bag and took out a stone and slung it and struck the Philistine on his forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell on his face to the ground. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and struck the Philistine and killed him. There was no sword in the hand of David. Well, you can see what people expected to happen on the battlefield based on what Goliath does. Goliath comes onto the battlefield down in the bottom of the valley like this, wearing heavy armor. We see it all described actually in yesterday's reading, but again in today's reading. He brings multiple weapons. He brings a shield bearer. He expects close hand-to-hand combat between two battle-tested champions. He's expecting something like the boxing match that happened a couple weeks ago that the world was so excited about. So that's what he's prepared for. And so when this scrawny little shepherd kid comes down out of the Israelite army, he's partly offended and partly amused that apparently the Israelites think so little of him that they would send this scrawny little shepherd kid. But he's also amused that they're apparently so afraid of him that they could only find this one kid to fight against him rather than a battle-hardened soldier. So he taunts, he tries to, you know, shake his confidence, but in the end, David shows him where his confidence comes from. It doesn't come from his size, it doesn't come from his weapons, it comes from the Lord God of Israel. And he's fighting for him, he's fighting with him. David also has the element of surprise. Goliath is ready for infantry combat, he's ready for hand-to-hand combat, he's ready for close quarters. And David has a secret weapon. All Goliath can see is the stick. He knows he's got his shepherd's staff, and that's why he kind of laughs. "Are you going to come at me with sticks? Like, that's all you've got?" And then as David runs toward him, he reaches back, pulls one of his 5 stones out of his bag, puts it in a sling, which is kind of like a little leather pocket with strings on it that he can whip around enough times that it can actually get up a fair bit of speed and force. This was a pretty dangerous weapon that would have been part of their arsenal on both sides and normally would have been wielded from a distance, kind of like archers in a later period of history. So that's what that would normally be used for, but David runs up close with no armor. The king's armor that was offered to him is way too heavy. So he runs up there with no armor, no protection, completely confident in God's protection of him, pulls out the secret weapon, puts the stone in it, whips it around, and gets Goliath right in the one spot that isn't covered by armor, square in the forehead. And at close quarters like that, a stone and a sling would have had definitely enough speed, enough power to actually sink into Goliath's head, like we see described here. Giant falls to the ground, as we didn't actually read today, but you would read if you read the whole story in the Bible. He then goes over, cuts off Goliath's head with his own sword. It's like David has figured out what Goliath's weakness is. He's too slow. He's expecting a certain kind of combat and has no protection against unexpected forms of combat. He thinks there are certain rules that other people have to follow just because he says them. And then David goes and makes up a new rule. These are the kinds of lessons, obviously, that somebody like Malcolm Gladwell applies in a book for popular consumption. He actually has an interesting theory that Goliath's size might have been caused by a condition that also impacted his sight. And that's why he had an armor bearer with him to help guide him and to be his eyes. And maybe that's why he said sticks when David was only carrying one stick. Maybe that's why he couldn't really protect himself against a different kind of attack than he expected. We have no idea if that's the case or not. But even if it was, we would know that behind the scenes, what was driving David to take these risks, to engage in this unexpected combat, to represent his people when he didn't have to, was actually God pulling strings behind the scenes. He had confidence in God. He had his faith and trust in God. While the rest of his army had put their faith and trust in themselves, their own abilities, their own fear. So tomorrow we'll see what this means to our lives. But in the meantime, what do you think this story has to do with Jesus? How could this story possibly be pointing us forward to Jesus Christ? Have a great discussion with some friends on what that might mean. Then we'll explore it tomorrow. Bye for now.